This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. You know, we got to the point in life, if you heard my open, if I ever get in trouble, I don't care if it's a parking ticket, a speeding ticket, or maybe self-defense against a bad person who tried to kill me. If you get a liberal prosecutor, a liberal DA, or a liberal Obama judge, they'll hang me. Your host, Wayne Allen Root, will literally be murdered. You could argue it's murder. Look what they did to Michael Cohen. Look what they're trying to do to Don McGahn. You know, when you think about America, one of the things that makes America great, I hate to say it, but it's true. What makes America great is the legal system. And a lot of times criminals get off because they've got a lot of money and they got the best lawyer. If you got Johnny Cochran, the jury must acquit. You know what I mean? Johnny Cochran used to be able to get anybody off. When I was a kid growing up in New York, man, there were lawyers that represented drug dealers, lawyers that represented drug moguls, you know, the ones who supplied all the drugs in Harlem. And the lawyer represented them was rich, was famous, was interviewed on the news all the time, wore fancy suits. They always won in court. They got $5 million for every time they defended you. Those lawyers were famous. Nobody ever raided their offices. Nobody would raid the lawyer's office, and then no one would ever force that lawyer to testify against his own client. This is what's wrong with America today. Liberals have lost. They're blind, deaf, and dumb. They're blind with rage. They've lost their way. They don't even understand the Constitution. They don't understand civil liberties. As long as they stop Trump, nothing matters. So they're willing to go after the lawyer and make the lawyer, Don McGahn, testify against his own client. Folks, there's no difference between a lawyer testifying against a client or a priest testifying about what you said in confession. It's against everything a priest or a lawyer believes in and is trained in. You cannot turn against your own client. Nothing you say to a lawyer shall ever be used against you, except if you're Donald Trump or a fan of Donald Trump. Then they'll come after your lawyers, they'll raid the lawyers' offices, they'll raid their home, they'll raid their safe, and they'll force them to testify against you using anything they come up with when they raid them. It's amazing what's happened to America, how blind liberals are. When I think of liberals, it's lawyers. Every lawyer I know is a liberal. But when it comes to Trump, they'll allow lawyers to be arrested in order to go after Trump. They'll allow lawyers to testify against their own clients. This is outrageous. Every lawyer in America should be standing up, protesting, fighting, saying this is anti-American. Because eventually it's going to be you. Remember that old Holocaust saying? First they came for the Jews, but... you know, I didn't stop them, and then they came for this one, and I didn't stop them, and that one, I didn't stop them, and then eventually they came for me, and there was no one left to stop them. Remember that old Holocaust saying? Well, it's true with the lawyers. How could you allow them to make a lawyer testify against his client, Donald Trump? Because you don't like Trump. What happens when they make you testify against your client, who might happen to be a mafia kingpin, a drug kingpin? Guess what? Your client will murder you. You know, you'll be dead. So good luck if you allow this precedent to stand. It is outrageous that an Obama judge would order a lawyer to testify against his own client who happens to be the President of the United States. How wrong. All right, some other big news stories. And this is what the Democrats are so afraid of. They're afraid of three things. They're afraid of, number one, in my opinion, Trump has stumbled onto the real point of politics for the Democrat Party, which is to loot the taxpayers, steal, steal, steal. Whether it's in Ukraine, whether it's in China, whether it's government contracts, whether it's the Clinton Foundation extorting leaders around the world, whether it's here in the United States with Obama stimulus funds, it's all about looting the American taxpayer and also looting foreign countries and looting foreign aid. And Trump has his thumb on the problem, and it's the tip of the iceberg, and they know it, and it'll bring them all down. Obama will be in prison. Hillary Clinton will be in prison. Kerry will be in prison. That Iran treaty, as sure as I'm standing here, dirty, dirty, dirty. And of course, you'll wind up Joe Biden in prison. And all their lieutenants will be in prison. And a lot of lawyers and lobbyists will be in trouble. And they all know that. It's like a string. You see a little thread loose, you pull it, and the whole dress comes off a woman. Well, if you pull the string of Ukraine, you're going to find out the key to the extortion racket going on all over the world by the Democrat Party. And so they're scared to death of Trump, and the alarm bells have gone off, and they're coming after him like it's like he's the devil in hell, and they got to stop him. Except they're the devil. They're with Lucifer. They're with Satan. And they're coming after the one good, clean man left in government in the United States, Donald J. Trump. And so it is sad. That's one reason. Two is Ruth Bader Ginsburg is very old, very sick, and God forbid she may not make it one day. And if she doesn't make it one day, and I wish her only health, I wish her to go home, retire, and spend 20 years more of life and take care of her grandkids. That's what I wish her. I'm Jewish. She's a Jewish grandmother. She's a tough Jewish grandmother. She's fought lung cancer and now, I believe, pancreatic cancer. She's amazing. But I hate her politics, and she's going to have to retire soon. She's been sick. She's been in the hospital again and again. She's got the flu. She's ill. Why not? She's having chemotherapy. My God, she's a tough cookie, but nobody beats chemotherapy because it leaves your body with no immune system, and then you get a cold, and you die. So you have to go to the emergency room for a cold. You can't be a Supreme Court justice, 86 years old, fighting two kinds of cancer, heading to emergency rooms for a cold. It just doesn't work. And she's going to retire. She's not going to make it. And one day she'll be gone. And guess what? They're losing their minds. That's the second thing that has Democrats on tilt, as we say in poker. You got them nuts over Ruth Bader Ginsburg, because when she dies or retires, guess what? When she gets incapacitated, Trump's going to name another Supreme Court justice. And then we're going to have a 6-3 lead, and that's it for a long time to come. If Trump is reelected, you automatically know you're going to get Ginsburg, and then Clarence Thomas is probably going to have a chance to retire, and you're going to put a Republican in there, and that's it. Democrats are done. The goose is cooked. So they got to get Trump out at all costs, even if you have to go after his lawyers, indict them, throw them in jail. Even if you have to raid their homes, even if you have to force them to testify against the president, you got to stop Trump. Stop Trump. No matter what, you got to stop Trump. You got to remove Trump because you're never going to beat him. They have the most unpopular candidates in history. You can't beat him. So you're going to have to remove him. That's what's going on in America today. And you know what the third thing is? Why they're so hysterical? Because Trump has created this juggernaut economy. And I'm the first one to admit, maybe not a juggernaut for working class and middle class people, but better than it's been in many decades for middle class people and working class people and manufacturing employees. Better than it's been in many, many years, and far better than it was under Obama. Still not perfect. Middle class people are still struggling. I know that better than anyone. But better than they were under Obama by a mile. And the stock market, if you're rich, if you're invested in stocks, if you're a business owner that employs people, or if you're just an average middle class person who has a pension, you know, or any kind of fund, IRA, the stock market is incredible. The greatest stock market rally in U.S. history continued today. 117th all-time high today. 117th time that we hit an all-time high since Trump's election in 2016. The market up another 200, the Dow up another 200 points today. Incredible. Today the Dow closed another all-time high of 28,066, almost 10,000 points higher than when Trump was elected president. Amazing. These are the things that scare Democrats to death, and they can't sleep at night. And because when you don't sleep, you get grumpy, and you make bad decisions, and you get blind with rage. Democrats are blind with rage, and they're willing to do anything to stop Trump. And all these lawyers, these Democrat lawyers, go along with this when it's against the entire legal foundation of the United States of America. Even if it's a mafia lawyer or a drug kingpin lawyer, you can't arrest the lawyer, you can't indict the lawyer, you can't raid the lawyer's office. That's disgusting. What a client says to a lawyer is like me talking to a priest in confession. It's between God and that priest and me. And that's it. And yet they're violating that vow just to get Trump. I find it disgusting. And it's always an Obama judge because they're corrupt, they're dirty, and they're part of the coup. They want to destroy this country. All right, here's another thing that scares Democrats. How's this for a Thanksgiving story? Thanksgiving dinner costs fall to the lowest level in a decade, and they're only up one penny versus last year. The cost of a traditional Thanksgiving feast for 10 is up 1 cent from last year, and it's on average the lowest in a decade. Now, if the stock market's flying, and there's lots of jobs, and unemployment the lowest in decades, close to forever, and black unemployment the lowest forever, and Latino unemployment the lowest forever, and almost every other group you could name the lowest ever in history, and wages up dramatically, and a Thanksgiving dinner costs 1 cent more than a year ago, and the stock market's flying, what would you call that? I'd call it the Goldilocks economy. It's perfect. I call it the Trump economic miracle. And the Democrat Party is so scared of it, they're even going after Trump's lawyers and they want them to testify against Trump. Trump's too smart for them. Trump bestowed an award today on Conan the military dog. I think he was named after Conan O'Brien, I believe. Conan the military dog got an award for bravery today at the White House. And that's pretty amazing, because I'm a dog lover, just like Trump. I'll always fall for a dog, man. I got one little place in my heart reserved just for dogs. I love dogs much more than people. And President Trump had a dog at the White House today and gave him an award, even though he's named after a liberal comedian named Conan O'Brien. President Trump also signed an animal cruelty bill into law, making it a federal felony to hurt an animal. You know, if Obama does this, guess what they do? They give him a parade down the Canyon of Heroes down Wall Street, and confetti's falling, and a million people are out in the streets. Trump does it, nobody cares. The guy loves dogs. If Obama loved dogs, he'd be a hero. If Obama made it a federal crime to attack a dog, he'd be a hero. It's unbelievable. Trump does something great every night and goes unrecognized everywhere except here between you and me. Everyone, Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another
voice problem.
My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
So I just want to continue for just a second. Wayne Allyn Root, by the way. Your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I am born, bred, proud to be American through and through. I just want to read to you for a minute a little bit more about that ACLU calling for tampons and other feminine hygiene products in men's restrooms. The madness of liberals has got to be exposed. And you're talking to a completely pro-gay Republican. I don't care if you're gay. I was a Libertarian candidate on a Libertarian presidential ticket. And I couldn't care less about you being gay. You want to be gay, be gay. Go do whatever you want to do in the privacy of your bedroom as long as it doesn't hurt me. But this is madness and stupidity and offensive to normal Americans. So the ACLU also pointed out that men's homeless shelters typically don't provide menstrual products, and it's a similar situation in men's prisons. Now we're going to have to pay for menstrual products in men's prisons. Well, access to menstrual products in women's prisons is often inadequate, the ACLU says. It's far worse in men's prisons. Can you imagine? A guy's prison, you can't find tampons. The nonprofit legal organization critiqued the notion that only women menstruate, get pregnant, and breastfeed, as an inaccurate portrayal. So, look, I'm 58 years old, and I've never met a man in my life who got pregnant. I've never met a man in my life who breastfeeds. It's not possible. So stop telling me things that aren't true. You're lying, and you're bizarre, and you're absurd, and you're offending all real men and women in the United States of America. Know this is nonsense. Liberals have lost their minds. But Ruth Bader Ginsburg is getting smarter in her old age. First of all, she ruled in favor of Trump on something just yesterday. And second of all, today she said, she suggests exactly what I said on this show. Senators could be disqualified. She suggests that senators could be disqualified from upcoming impeachment trial if they are not impartial. She said the House indicts, the Senate tries. She was on the BBC TV network. The House indicts, the Senate tries the person, right? They'll try Trump. And should a trier be impartial? Of course. That's the job of an impartial judge. So let me take it from here. Elizabeth Warren is a United States senator who will be judging Trump's guilt or innocence. Bernie Sanders is a United States senator who will be judging Trump's guilt or innocence. Amy Klobuchar, running for president as a Democrat against Trump, looking to knock Trump out of office, is a United States senator. A senator, I think it's Michael Bennett. He's so nameless and personalityless, I don't even know. But his name's Bennett. He's from Colorado. He's a Democrat. He's still running for president. You ever hear of him? No. Is he qualified for debate? I don't think ever. He's just completely nameless, faceless, anonymous. But he's a senator, and he wants Trump's job, and he will be judging Trump. And there are many other people. Cory Booker is a U.S. senator. He's still running at 1% in the polls, but he's in the race. He'll be judging Trump. Kamala Harris dropped out, but she was fighting to replace Trump and hates Trump. And there's nothing impartial about her or any of these people. They're all U.S. senators who hate Trump. They have Trump derangement syndrome. How can they possibly judge Trump? Is there a single trial in America or judge in America who would allow at trial a jury of people who hate the guy they're judging? No. If Wayne Root was on trial, would they fill the jury with Rachel Maddow, John Lemon, and Chris Cuomo? Would that be right? If Democrat TV hosts on MSNBC and CNN, who hate Wayne Root and hate Trump, and hate everything I say, and probably call me all kinds of names, if you allowed them to judge me at a trial that could send me to jail for many years, would that be fair? Would that be allowed in America? Not by any judge in America. So I have said, and I've written on TV, on radio, in my newspaper columns, that they all need to be disqualified because they're conflict of interest. They're conflicted. You can't allow it. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, turns out she agrees with me. And Elizabeth Warren signals she's ready to take impeachment action in the Senate. Just as I read that to you and say that to you, Elizabeth Warren says, Trump's the worst guy in the whole world, and he's got to be impeached, and I'm ready to impeach him. Of course you are, because you have zero chance, Elizabeth Pocahontas, of ever becoming president of the United States. You were a fraud who made believe she was an Indian to rip off $450,000 a year from a real legitimate minority candidate or Indian candidate for that job at Harvard Law School. You're one of the great frauds and thieves of all time. But here's the thing. You want Trump's job, and you can never beat Trump. Your odds of beating Trump are zero. But if you were to get Trump out of office and find him guilty, convict him, you might be able to beat the next Republican who comes along who's very un-Trump-like and very cowardly and very weak.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The service members' remains are back in the United States. Sergeant First Class Michael Goebel of Washington Township, New Jersey, was only 33 years old. He was killed in the line of duty by a roadside bomb on Monday in Afghanistan. President Trump and the First Lady are celebrating Christmas at the President's Mar-a-Lago Resort down in Florida. The First Lady posted a video on Twitter and the President retweeted it. In that video, the President thanked those who are out of the country protecting our nation.
We say a special prayer for those military service members stationed far from home, and we renew our hope for peace among nations and joy to the world.
And Pope Francis is offering a message of hope in his Christmas Day message. The Pope focused on world politics, suffering, and the light of Christ in his message and blessing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's
easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, so we got Bubba on national TV. You asked for it. He's so big that he's almost bigger than me now. Bubba, say hi to everybody. All right, Bubba, say hi. Now say bye. There you go. Take him. Bye, Bubba. Bubba's leaving. That was a little tiny puppy 4 months ago. Oh, my God. I almost broke my back lifting him up. I don't know what he weighs. He must be close to 75 pounds now. But he is huge. If you just saw that on TV, that was Bubba the puppy. We talk about him all the time. And we put him on national TV for you. All right. I promised you that I would take calls for the second half of the show and then the whole show on Monday. So we shall do that today. I did want to mention real quick, an Iowa man has been sentenced to 16 years in prison for setting fire to an LGBTQ flag. For those who don't know what LGBTQ is, it's a gay flag. It's a gay pride flag. And to be honest with you, if you're going to say, if liberals say there's no crime in setting fire to an American flag, then why would there be 16 years in prison for setting fire to a gay pride flag? It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And this poor guy, I mean, he's a pathetic loser, right? And he's been in jail before, and he was drunk, and he ran out of a strip club, it appears, and he grabbed a flag at a nearby church, a gay flag, brought it back to the strip club, set it on fire, and they're giving him 16 years in prison because they're calling it a hate crime. Because he grabbed the flag and set it on fire because, obviously, he hates gay people. It was an attack on gay people. That's a hate crime, and he's a multiple offender, so he gets more charges piled on, so he's been sentenced to 16 years in prison. And you and I both know that someone could light an American flag on fire right in front of you and me, and they get nothing. Because liberals say that's free speech. So isn't it free speech to set fire to a gay pride flag? I wouldn't do it. I think it's a terrible thing to do, but it's even more terrible to set fire to an American flag, and there should be a law, and we should make it illegal, and people should serve time in prison for setting fire to American flags. I'm not worried about gay flags or any other flag. How about if I was flying a Republican flag, and some liberal came along, grabbed it, ran down the street, and set it on fire? Would they be charged with stealing because they ran away a block with it? And setting it on fire would be a hate crime, and they'd go to jail for 16 years for a dumb stunt because they were drunk? No! Our country is out of control with stupidity. And this isn't just stupidity. This is, I don't know what you call, giving someone 16 years in jail. Murderers don't get 16 years in jail. He made a silly stunt, and it was wrong, and it was stupid, and it was abusive and offensive. I get that. I wouldn't set fire to a gay flag or anybody's flag. But, you know, to give him 16 years in jail is absolutely horrifying. I think a lawyer should take this case pro bono, a major law firm, and try and get this guy's sentence commuted, because I've never heard of such an outrageous sentence in my life. And I don't think someone should get 16 years for burning an American flag. They shouldn't get nothing, but they should get a year, and maybe time served they only get 6 months for burning an American flag. That would teach them a lesson. All right, let's take some callers. Mary Rose on line two, one of my longtime favorites, a nice lady. Merry Christmas, Mary Rose. Love to have you on. How are you?
Thank you so much. I wanted to wish you, your family, and your beautiful fiancé, Cindy, a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. And Bubba, Chris, don't forget Bubba.
Yes, I was just going to say, my two-year-old, Scotty Badu, he is one of your fans, and he's been waiting to see Bubba,
and he did. Tonight. Yeah.
And he's excited. He's adorable.
How is your husband, the trucker, Mary Rose?
He's going along. I mean, you know, what are you going to say? You know, the older you get, there's no future in it.
Yeah. What's his first name?
Rick.
Please say hi to Rick for me, please.
I will.
Tell him I said Merry Christmas. And as usual,
Merry Christmas.
I know it's holiday time. It's tough for you because of the loss of your son, but I still want to say happy holidays. Merry Christmas. You're still in America. It's still better than any other country in the world, although we've got to get you out of Chicago, right? You've got to get a more Republican red state, right?
Yeah, well, you know what? I wish I had the greenbacks, but
Yeah, the money. The money to get out. Yeah. If you had the money to get out, if you had the money to get out, you would leave Illinois, would you not?
Yeah. Maybe not Illinois, but somewhere else being... Out of Cook County, put it that way.
Yeah, so you might stay in Illinois, but you'd leave Chicago is what you're saying, Cook County. I get it.
Well, yeah, because I'm right outside of Chicago, yeah.
How do you feel, real quick, how do you feel about the impeachment? Tell everyone in America how a real American feels about this impeachment.
Go ahead. It's a joke. It's just a joke. And they're all going to get mud in their face. Okay? The man did nothing wrong.
Right. Nothing.
And they're all just going to have mud in their face. They're just worried, you know, that an outsider came in, interrupted all their corruptness.
Right.
And, you know, and then the illegal thing, I was watching it the other day. When they go in for a driver's license, when they punch it in, they know if these people had orders that to be deported. But yet they still get driver's licenses.
Oh, and they're still going to vote. They should be deported. They committed crimes. They're felons. They've stolen ID. They've broken into the country. Some of them are really bad felons. And they're going to vote. This is so outrageous. This is the only way Democrats can win elections. And why are we such cowards that we let them do it? No one's stopping them.
Right.
Makes no sense.
Well, you know what? I think that's how Obama got elected.
Of course. Of course. And also, don't ever forget, I've said it before on TV, but it's been a couple of years. In 2012, he was reelected with a scam. He used the government to go, used the government agency, the IRS, to harass and hound and intimidate and destroy a lot of big-time activists and fundraisers and Tea Party leaders helping to defeat him, and he destroyed their lives, including me. He tried to destroy me. That is using the government to steal an election. That's what Obama did. All right, Mary Rose, thank you for the call. Merry Christmas. Very sweet lady. Don't hang up because Chris wants to talk to you for a minute, so don't go anywhere. Let's take Augie in Florida. Augie, line one. You're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Hi. And Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah to you.
Thank you.
Listen, I want to tell you something. The Republicans ought to be thankful that they have a man like the president that we have. He taught these people how to fight.
Right.
They used to stick their heads in the sand like ostriches. We had the House. We had everything. We had Paul Ryan that did nothing. And you had Crybaby Bannon, who now runs pot farms. So here we got a president that's sticking up for everybody. And he's done more things than the past four presidents did in 3 years that they did in 30 years. So I don't know how the heck anybody could vote for any Democrat. It has nothing to do that they're Democrat.
Augie?
It's got to do that. Yes.
Do I detect a New York accent there?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, right. See, you're a fighter like me and Trump. So you're from New York, and you don't take crap from anybody, and you appreciate a fighter, and so do I. I like Trump. I think he's great, and the more he hits back, the more I love it. I love it. Forget this presidential BS. He's as presidential as I ever want to see. He's the president I want to see.
Listen, Mr. Root, I used to work for a guy by the name of Bo Deal, and we did a couple of bodyguard jobs for Trump. So I know him. He's a great guy. And he's good for this country. And look what all the things that he's done. He says what he's going to do, and you know what?
He doesn't.
That's what they hate.
Hey, let me ask you something. You brought up a name from the past, Bo Deedle. Wasn't he an ex-cop, a detective, and he turned into a private eye or something like that?
He's one of the biggest private eyes that you had in New York City. God bless him.
Yeah.
He ran for mayor, but he didn't make
it. And he worked with Imus for a while, right? Didn't he work for Imus?
Oh, yeah, Imus. Yeah,
there we go. All right, Augie, thank you for the call. Merry Christmas, my fellow New Yorker. All right. I love New Yorkers. I'm sorry. The average person doesn't get it. You're from Iowa. You're from Mississippi. You're from Michigan. You're all wonderful people, but you think New Yorkers are mean and nasty. No, they're not. We're all like Trump. We're the best friends you'll ever have. We're the most loyal people you ever have. But if you stab us in the back, you don't want to do that to us because we are going to make you pay. You're going to feel pain, let me tell you. And so you are either loyal and you're a good friend or you are an enemy. There's no in-between when you're from New York. And that's what we learn on the streets of New York. And we also learn how you deal with bad guys. You hit them much harder than they ever hit you. And they all turn into little cowards and they turn into little wussies and they sing, "Please don't hurt me." The big tough bullies, when you bully them back, become little sissies, little wussies, and And let me tell you something. I learned it on the streets of New York. Nobody ever screwed with me again after they tried it the first few times, and they beat me the first few times. Then I learned, and then they never beat me again, and they wish they had never screwed with me. Trust me. That's how you got to live your life. And Trump's doing it as president. It's like a dream come true. No one's ever done something like this. It's fabulous for America. And the things he's achieved, unreal. Only a New York bulldog, only a bull at a china shop like Trump, and a battle axe like Trump or myself or Augie could accomplish things like that. But Trump is a billionaire. I'm not rich enough to ever run and win the presidency. Trump was. So he did what I would have done if I had had $1 billion. But, you know, I'm a son of a butcher. It's not that easy once you start out with zero to ever become that rich that you can run for president of the United States. Let's grab some more calls. Let's grab Janie in Pennsylvania on line one. Janie, you're on with Wayne Root. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, sir, and Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you.
My question is, if the Democrats got in, and I can see, you know, with this 9 month of post-birth abortion business, why couldn't, I can see criminals saying, hey, wait a minute, he was just a post-birth abortion. It was only 50 years ago. You know, I'm just a little late on it, you know, like...
Janie, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to take you when we come back because we're heading out for the segment. What do we got, like 30 seconds, Chris? All right, we'll take Janie on the way out of this segment, and we'll finish up the show with more calls. We got David on hold. We got Al on hold. We got Ted on hold. We got Janie leading off. And I want to mention Dr. Joseph Williams. What a great guy. Merry Christmas to you, Dr. Joe, the sponsor of this show. If you're a guy with hair loss, if you're a guy with thinning hair, if your head is like a cue ball, this is the guy you want to know. Number one hair replacement surgeon in the United States of America, and you get a free trip to Vegas to boot. People come from all over the world and all of the country. This guy is numero uno, number one hair replacement in the country and in the world. Stay tuned for his commercial.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alaroot. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my list. There's another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our debt reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what
you owe. Our debt reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-274-9490. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the debt reset program can work for you. 800-274-9490. That's 800-274-9490. 800-274-9490.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, one of my fans, Lisa, sent me a text. And it's a photo she shot out of her car from the car window, and it's a sign on someone's property, and it says, "Did you know one out of three Democrat supporters are just as stupid as the other two?" That's a great one. Thank you, Lisa. I really appreciate that. That's a good one. One out of every three Democrat voters is as stupid as the other two. That's pretty clear for the Democrat debate the other night. I'm going to grab calls in a second, but I want to mention in New York State, in Long Island, not far from where I grew up, they've arrested 100 MS-13 gang members, including many illegal aliens, and they've got them on things like murder and attempted murder and drug importation into the United States and drug trafficking and drug dealing. And meanwhile, there's another headline, parts of Mexico are as dangerous as Middle East war zones like Syria and Iran and Iraq and Afghanistan. And that's what we're allowing into the United States. And then, in the Democrat debate last night, Mayor Pete Butthead, who thinks with his butt clearly, would compensate fast-track citizenship for illegal minors separated from their families. So would compensate them, meaning pay them reparations and fast-track their citizenship because, of course, they came illegally into my country and your country, and we got to give them things because we weren't nice to them. They broke into the country illegally. So think about this. Someone breaks into your house and they could get cut on the glass as they come into your house and they sue you and you're supposed to give them money. If they had never broken in, they wouldn't have gotten hurt. So don't tell me that we owe reparations to illegal aliens. They never should have come in the first place. There should be a giant wall. If they didn't come in, we wouldn't owe them anything. I don't owe them anything. They owe us. What about reparations for American citizens? That's going to be a column I got to write. I just thought of it. I believe in reparations. There needs to be reparations for American workers who were displaced by illegal aliens. We shouldn't be paying them reparations. Every illegal in America, including the ones who become citizens, should get taxed each year, a reparations tax, to pay American workers whose wages are down or who don't have jobs at all because you took their jobs and lowered their wages. How about that one? All right, let's take David in Detroit on line two. David, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Real good, Wayne. Great show. I really enjoyed listening to it. And those are some really good ideas I heard you just talking about.
Thank you.
What I want to talk about is the waste of time that this impeachment has really done in the House. For you and I, if we don't do our jobs, if we don't do our work, we don't get paid.
Right.
And I don't understand how anybody that's in the House that's been focused on this impeachment has really been doing their own work. How they can get paid for that. I think they should be, in the end, when this goes to the Senate, and it will, and Trump will not be found guilty of anything.
They'll acquit him in a day. He'll be acquitted.
He'll be acquitted, and then I think what should happen is everyone that was involved in the House should have to pay back their wages that they received while they were working on this because they really weren't doing their work.
Well, listen,
a colossal waste of time.
David, there's two ways to look at it. They're both intelligent ways to look at it. Number one is your way. You know, they did not do their job. They should not be paid. I agree. But my way is, luckily, that they did. It's lucky that they did that. Because if this U.S. House, this specific House, was busy focusing on issues for the American people instead of impeachment, everything they passed would be horrible for the American people. It would be great for illegal aliens. It would be great for felons. It would be great for people on welfare who mooch off the system, lazy bums who suck us dry like vampires. But it would never do anything. All they would do, if they didn't do impeachment, they'd be taxing you and me. So anything they would do, we've interrupted bad stuff. Anything they do would be bad. It reminded me years ago there was a terrible snowstorm, and some guy said every time Congress is closed in Washington, D.C. because of a blizzard, the country loses $100 million on a day Congress is closed. And my reaction to that was, that's a good day. That's cheap. On a day they're in service working in Congress, we must lose $300 million. So I'll take the snow days. So that's my thought. I'm a big term limits guy, you know? Every congressman should have two terms, one term in office, one term in prison. That's how you handle Congress. All right, thank you, David. Let's take Al in Tennessee on line three. Al, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Merry Christmas, Wayne.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, this news media is about to get to me. CNN, ABC, all of them.
Well, you do know there's a museum in Washington, D.C. dedicated to the news media, and it just closed. It went out of business because nobody went there. They actually think they're important and somebody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody went to the news museum.
I hope they close every one of them.
Yeah, I'd like to close all of them down. Yeah.
Anyway, what happened to the Tea Party? What happened to we need Americans to organize like an organized effort around the United States.
I'm with you, Al.
Protesting news media.
Hey, Al, we got to run. It's the end of the show for the day. It's Friday's last moment. It was with you, Al. So thank you for calling in and thank you for your thoughts. But the music is playing and it's time to go, at least playing in my ear, for radio. I don't think it does it on TV until it's actually over. But having said that, bye, Al. Merry Christmas to you. Sorry we didn't get to more calls. Al's right. Where is the Tea Party? Well, of course, it dissipated when Trump was elected. It was there because Obama got elected. Anyway, Merry Christmas to all of you. I'll see you on Monday. We'll take calls the whole hour. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. You're all great people. I love my audience. And make sure you stay tuned for My Doctor Suggests, the sponsor of the show. It's a great sponsor. They paid for the show for a long time now. It's cold and flu season, and silver may be the best defense against cold and flu. And these guys got it going on. I never get colds. I never get flu. I never lose my voice, not 1 minute, because of My Doctor Suggests coming up now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse, the Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line, restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.